Blog Talk Radio.
Wait, I wait, wait, I wait, hoy, ha, wait, I wait, wait, I wait, hoy, ha. Hi yo hey, hi yo hey, ho we are, 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 we
when the wind starts to blow and the rain starts to fall from the sky to the ground, yeah, we are. Listen, can you hear? Can you hear their beautiful song?
Way oh, hey oh, hey oh.
Hey, hey,
ho, we are, yeah, we are, 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 we are.
When the wind starts to blow and the rain starts to fall from the sky to the ground, yeah, we are. Listen, can you hear? Can you hear their beautiful song?
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
Hi yo hey,
ho we are, ya we are, hey ya hey ya ho, hey ya hey ya ho, we yo hi yo hey hey hey, hey yo hey yo hey yo.
When the wind starts to blow and the rain starts to fall from the sky to the ground, yeah, we are. Listen, can you hear? Can you hear their beautiful song?
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
Where are we? Oh, we are.
Hi yo hey ho, we are, yeah, we are, 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 we are.
When the wind starts to blow and the rain starts to fall from the sky to the ground, yeah, we are. Listen, can you hear? Can you hear their beautiful song?
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Beata with the Crow Voices tonight, and I've been having a little audio challenge tonight, so I hope it straightens itself out. I just said a prayer over my computer, some skipping sounds, but anyway, welcome to Crow Voices. I have Peggy Well-Known Buffalo in Montana, I believe, and I'm here in Florida, and together we can put this show together. So, Peggy,
yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. We have a lot of snow. The wind is blowing kind of like blizzard, sort of like a blizzard, but not really. It's kind of really weird weather, and it's, you know, very dangerous out there with ice.
Oh.
It's thing now, freezing over, so it's ice. Anyway, other than that, everything is good. And how are you doing?
Well, we're having a little cold weather here. It's been in the 50s today, and I woke up, it was in the 40s, and that was pretty cold. I didn't have the heat on, so I woke up thinking, oh, my goodness. So we're having a little chill in Florida lately. It's going to be this way, 40s, 50s at night and then early morning, and then it's going up to maybe low 70s, high 60s. So it's cold here, too, if that makes you feel any better.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So, anyway, a lot has been happening here at the Centerpole. And we had, you see, on Thursday night, we have our round table meeting. And I am so, so fortunate and happy that Mo and Nikki are here helping me getting, you know, my radio programming and stuff. We're trying to organize it. We finally got our license last week. So
ooh,
we've been
hallelujah.
So we invited a lot of people over, and every Thursdays, sometimes it's on Mondays, but we have what we call the round table, the Crow round table get together, and we talk about issues that we are faced with today, now that are really issues that need to be taken care of right away, and we also discuss what's going on with the tribal administration. And we also talk about what's going on in the community, and especially with the elders. And I sort of really discussed the elders because the committee I was serving on was called the 107 committee I served on, and they were many districts. They have one in like three get-togethers, one in Pryor near like 72 miles from here. And then there's Crow, which is where I'm at. And then we have one in Lodgegrass. And they're all over, you know, like maybe 60 years old, the people who are the elders, starting from 60 up to 99 to 100 years old. We all kind of, a lot of us are selected by the tribal chairman to sit on these committees to be advisors. Well, what happened to me was I want to say it was in August, but maybe it was in September. I kind of forget the date. I served on the elders committee for about 2 years, 3 years maybe, yeah, 3 years. And then the tribal chairman, the past tribal chairman, he fired me because he didn't really give me a reason. Was because I was really voicing a lot of issues that he didn't like, or I made recommendations that he really didn't like. So therefore, he fired me. And I wasn't the only one. there was like three or four on my committee, and then on some other committees, he let them go because we were sort of having get-togethers and talking about candidates that were running, and I didn't support him because there were some of the stuff I didn't agree upon, and that it was some of the stuff I just didn't see that, or he made a lot of promises that weren't met during, you know, during the time he campaigned, like, you know, and also lying to the, not really lying, but not really giving us any real information of what's going on within the tribe. So with all of that, I did not support him, and I supported another candidate that, you know, had a lot of education under his belt and was very verbal, and he was my candidate, so I kind of helped him out in campaigning and doing this kind of stuff. So that was where the political reasons why he fired me. And so then the next, then the elections came along, and we have a new tribal chairman now. And what he did was he let go of all of the 107 committee that were on the 107 committee. He just, you know, let them all go. And then I go and meet with people all over, elders and our senior citizen program, where they feed lunch. Pretty soon they were out of money. They were out of money and they didn't have any food. So one of the elders called me and said, "Peggy, can you help us out with food at your food bank?" She said, they're not paying the food bill, so therefore we can make it through this week, but we just need a little bit of help. And I said, "Sure." And I sent over potatoes and whatever I had, those were the concerns we were talking about. And then one of the other concerns was about the water compact, and what's going on with that, the update on that. So we do a lot of that stuff. But our tribal chairman that's in right now is from what I hear, I don't hear good things that are going on, but I haven't seen the proof or seen any paperwork that, he's doing all this stuff, but it's not good at all. I mean, like right now with what we're faced with the country, we should be doing protection on our land, protection laws, instead of draining the budget. And that's just what he's doing. He's draining out all the budget money, and just, I don't know, it's just a lot of, there's like a lot more unemployment than ever. And this is the biggest time I've ever did more food boxes than ever. And then now children are brought into my front door and the parents are off misbehaving or on drugs.
Peggy.
So it's just hard.
Yeah, Peggy, excuse me a minute. For some reason, the show's going to end in like 30 seconds, but we can continue. I have no idea why this is happening. I've had technical problems this evening with Blog Talk. So I just want to alert anybody listening online. The show is going to end online in like 10 seconds, and maybe another 10 minutes. I don't know what happened, though. I apologize.
Okay. Okay, whatever happens, give me a call.
Well, you can go ahead and finish up in 10 minutes. Can you do that in 10 minutes?
Yeah, okay. So with all these issues that are faced with the reservation, as you know, we have our poverty, nothing but poverty here. And it doesn't have to be like that, but it is. But we have all this beautiful land around us that makes us keep living and makes us continue on. But with everything else, you know, just everything is just really kind of going the worst way, like, you know, how our country is going, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
you know what I see?
This is like the storm before the calm. You're right. It's like the country is in this turmoil right now. We're all divided on everything, it seems. And we have this new president who's doing things, some good, some bad. I mean, what he's doing with vaccinations is awesome to me. He's really trying to shut down vaccinations. But I think you're in the same place, is that we're all kind of feeling this turmoil. This conflict is like rearing up. But I want you to have faith that this is just the storm before the calm, and that things will get better. Because what you just described is like, to me, politics as usual. It's like what's going on in our whole country is what's going on even in your area. So do you kind of feel like that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, though?
I don't know the understanding of that, but I'm trying to make sense
of it. Even though you're in the dark right now and things seem to be so stressful, that you can see up ahead that this is going to end.
I know there is hope, and I know there, how much worse can it get?
Exactly. And it might get worse, but it's still all for a divine purpose. I think we have to think of it that way, that the Creator is stirring up. All these things are being allowed to come out. It's like a wound that's festering, a wound that's getting ugly, and the wound has pus in it. And it's because we've all been kind of bruised, maybe, or we've all been kind of shot at and stabbed at and in the last year, and we had so much stress. And now people are still releasing that stress in their own way. And we, the ones who have the vision for peace and compassion and wisdom, we have to ride this out and do what we've been called to do until this all calms down, and then we can have to, you know, and just have peace and tranquility. But it's not right now. It's not happening right now, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say, Susie?
Just hello.
Hi, Susie. I'm so sorry.
Hello.
I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. Seems to be having its own problems as well, because they gave me, like, instead of 2 hours, I got like 10 minutes. I'm like, where'd that come from? And I had all these echoes going on. So please forgive me, but the show's going to have to end, and I can only do one show a day. So if you want, we can continue this tomorrow on the new Blog Talk tomorrow.
Well, we'll just wait till next week and hope everybody has a good week. And perhaps things will look a little brighter.
I think so. They're definitely going to get brighter. How soon, we just don't know. But keep breathing deeply. Drink your tea. Keep the chamomile tea handy. Keep breathing deeply. I'm breathing a lot deeply as these things pass. So thank you for bringing us up to date, Peggy. That was pretty awesome, politics as usual. And I'm praying for our president. I'm praying for Senator Poe. This is a time, I think, to be very prayerful and seek, just like Standing Rock, where it started, all those prayers, we have to just continue to pray and trust and believe that We have a loving creator who's going to work all this out for us.
Yeah, that's all we can do is do our ceremonials and keep ourselves sane.
Yeah.
And try not to be like the ugly people.
That's right. Thank you. We rise above them. Until next week, tune in tomorrow if you like for Rock Medicine Women, but you all stay warm.
Okay. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.